Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, November the 23rd, and I'm Mahalakshmi. After a dull first quarter of 2022, the IPO street has been buzzing since May following LIC's public offering. But this buzz is nothing compared to what we saw in 2021 when over 60 companies made their debut on the bourses. In fact, 2021 was a great year for IPOs. 63 companies collectively raised 1.18 lakh crore or 15 billion during the year. This was the highest amount of money raised through IPOs in any calendar year. The previous best year for IPOs was 2017, when IPOs collected about 68,827 crore. The huge amount of money sloshing around the globe, a surge in retail trading during the pandemic, and benchmark indices at an all-time high with Nifty scaling 18,600 were all positive triggers behind the 2021 IPO frenzy. Some companies like Latent View Analytics, Paras Defense, Nureka, all of these companies really saw their retail portions getting oversubscribed by more than 100 times the allotted quota. But this time around, the situation is starkly different. While most IPOs are sailing through with full subscription, the power of retail has certainly come down. Four out of the last 10 IPOs didn't even see their retail portions getting fully subscribed. These were Keystone Realtors, Five Star Business Finance, Fusion Microfinance, and Global Health, which is the operator of Medanta chain of hospitals. Now, most of these recent IPOs sailed through on the back of support from QIBs or qualified institutional buyers. Like in the case of Keystone Realtors, most popularly known as Rustam G Developers, the QIB portion was oversubscribed by 3.8 times, while the retail segment was subscribed only 0.53 times, or just about half of the allotted quota. In the case of Medanta, the QIB portion was oversubscribed by 28 times, while the retail quota was undersubscribed. It was only subscribed by about 0.88 times the allotted portion. Obviously, there are exceptions like Kane's Technology and Archean Chemicals, where retail investors jumped on them and the quota was oversubscribed. But again, the larger push in these IPOs also came in only from the QIBs. The same was the case for DCX Systems, Electronic Smart India, and Harsha Engineers. Retail participation in any IPO can be judged from the grey market premiums, which begins right after the announcement of the IPO date. If the grey market premium is low and chances of listing premium is less, why would a retail guy really want to invest in that IPO, right? Because most retail investors buy shares in an IPO to benefit only from the listing pop and then quickly booking profits. So retail investors look for at least about 15-20% listing gain before deciding to put their money in an IPO. The grey market premium for Rustam G Developers and Inox Green Energy Services, which by the way is listing today, was almost nil. Finance Star Business Finance also had a zero premium, while Fusion Microfinance was trading at a discount in the grey market ahead of its listing. But why would these companies attract any premium at all if they have nothing new to offer to investors, right? So the problem with all of these companies that have come to the market this time around is that they don't have any unique characteristic to attract investors' interest, unlike last year. Rustam G Developers is operating in a highly competitive real estate market, which is Mumbai. Inox Green Energy Services is simply a subsidiary of Inox Wind, while Five Star and Fusion are in the overcrowded financial services and lending space. Plus, retail investors have also been unnerved by the large number of IPOs that came in last year, that is in 2021, that ended up giving negative returns. Remember how the new age technology companies were the flavor of the season last year, right? Most of them are now trading significantly below their issue price. Zomato, Paytm, these are some of the infamous ones. Even Nykaa is roughly around the same level that it was last year, perhaps slightly lower. Talking of Paytm, the stock hit its lowest level since listing yesterday. It closed at 475 rupees, down by 11%. PB FinTech, Fino Payments Bank, Cartrate Tech. Again, these are all some of the new age listings from 2021 that have also bled investors' money. And the fact that the markets have also not really gone anywhere in the last 1 year, retail investors have gotten very cautious over the last quarter. In fact, in Q2 FY23, the total retail ownership in overall market, that's the direct ownership plus mutual funds, declined about 0.5 percentage point quarter on quarter to 17.4%. In fact, this was the first quarter of retail holding decline after several quarters of increase. And retail investors have also been pulling out money from direct stocks. That means that large IPO participation from their part also is unlikely. Retail trading volumes, which had jumped to about 85% of total equity trading, have also now come down to the long-term average level of 75%. So Nifty at 18,400 in 2021 and Nifty at 18,400 in 2022 are two completely different scenarios. Inflation is high, interest rates are rising, the world is witnessing monetary tightening. So the macros are entirely different from what we saw last year. The euphoria of 2024 therefore is completely missing, and continuous weak and volatile markets have obviously affected investor sentiment over the past 1 year. So despite valuations being reasonable for most of the recent IPOs, retail participation has been lackluster. So far, what we have observed is that listings from early months of 2022, like Vedant Fashion, Adani Wilmar, Campus Activewear, Aether Industries, they have all fared well. All these stocks are trading well above their issue price. So you may recall that from the start of this year, the markets had already become nervous. So IPOs were all getting somewhat reasonably priced, unlike in the euphoria of 2021. So the fact that investor interest in IPOs is weak overall itself makes this interesting, because if the subscription figures are anything to go by, companies that are keenly wanting to go IPO will be forced to look at leaving something on the table to ensure that they get through the issue comfortably. The new ones that have a lackluster listing may also be interesting to keep an eye on. So for me, there are two key takeaways from this whole episode. One is that it's time to pay attention to IPOs, for they may now offer some value in general. Second, the muted retail participation itself suggests that we are nowhere near a euphoria, even though we are close to an all-time high. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you same time tomorrow.